Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm brainless, different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining, my nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking, fucked up ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to, but dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet, I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response, I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. Give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering.
I need to know.
That means police is watching, and I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again.
It's your boy. Hey, old Boogie. The streets is talking, sports talk radio show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. Get at us with my co-host T Row.
What's up with you, baby? How you doing this Freestyle Friday, L Boogie night?
Oh man, it's going down tonight. It's Freestyle Friday. It's March Madness. It's a lot going on in that sports world and hip hop world right now. So man, it's crazy. It's crazy. But you got to love it. Baseball season coming in town on opening day is Sunday. So it's a lot going on, and we're going to give it to you live and direct, world, right here at the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. So first thing on the marquee, the NCAA tournament. Wow. Some great games last night. Great games. We had Marquette doing with I guess the Big East. They doing something real good right now. Right now you have Louisville up a little bit, bro. So you gotta give Marquette a little credit for what they did last night. You gotta give Wichita State a little credit for what they did last night. You know, Syracuse. Wow, my Orange man, they're keeping me looking good. And that bracket down in the West with the Ohio State Buckeyes, they're doing pretty good as well. But let's talk about each game. It was four games yesterday, Ron. Let's get into each one of them. First game, let's talk about the Syracuse Indiana game.
Yeah, that was a good game, man. You know, I'm just sad, man, because I had Indiana to win one of my brackets, and now with that bracket, I'm all, you know, I can't even compete with anybody else because they eventually took the fall to Syracuse. But I must say, I was very impressed with Syracuse 2-3 zone, man, the way they make you turn the ball over. If they can continue to play like they played last night and the night before, last week, when they were playing, I'm telling you, man, this team is going to be hard to beat because the guys are really hitting their shots now, and they really have a nice little team, man. They got a lot of guys who know their position, so nobody's trying to outshine one another. So I believe that this Syracuse team, if they continue doing what they're doing, they just might be the surprise team to actually go to the Final Four and make some noise yet again and win a second championship for Jimmy B, you know what I mean?
Man, I must say I was very impressed because just like any team in the NCAA tournament that's going on right now, and we said it when it first started off, some teams, I'm going to say the top 20 teams, one night everybody looks like they could be the number one team in the country. Another night, It looks like they could be the number 50th team in the country. But you don't know, this team is going to show up, and the right Syracuse team showed up for me. I don't know what Indiana team showed up last night. We keep talking about these guys, these first-round draft picks, but like I always say, you know, when it gets the lights get brighter, the stars shine a little brighter too. So
Absolutely. The
stars didn't come to play or didn't shine at all. And one thing that we know, pressure busts pipes, and as we say in the streets, maybe they booty hole got a little tight up in there. Because there's no way I can see it going down to a final shot, but you're supposed to be Indiana representing, quote-unquote, one of the best conferences in the country, if not the best, and you went out like that. Was it the Orangemen are that good, or Indiana played that bad?
Yeah, I think it was a mixture of both. I think that Syracuse zone really tripped them out for the whole game, you know. And Indiana hasn't seen that playing in the Big East. In the Big East, they play you straight up. Well, the Big Ten. Excuse me, the Big Ten. Whereas, you know, Syracuse, this is what they do every day, all day, from the whole time Jimmy Boeheim has been there. So this is something that they haven't really practiced on. They had 5 days to prepare for it. But as you can see, it doesn't matter how long you get. You still got to deal with that long length. And everybody on Syracuse's team is about 6'4 and over, up to about 7 feet. So it's hard to try to get those normal passes just to, you know, pass it from top to the sides. It's hard, you know, because these guys are so long. And once you pass it in the middle, you know, you got to figure out what to do with the ball quick. So with these guys not knowing what to do and then, you know, just not figuring it out in enough time because they never looked like they had a chance to even make a run at Syracuse. When they made a run, Syracuse just kept hammering, and every time that there was a loose ball, it went Syracuse's way, and they scored and took advantage of every opportunity last night. So, yeah, I think that Syracuse played well, but Indiana played bad.
Let's go to the next game in the same bracket. Marquette against the U. Now, Ro, remember what I told you. I can recall I was talking to one of my colleagues, and we were discussing, and I was on my man's show, the sports officials, and I said, oh, yeah. You know, Cinderella's, they can do good in a tournament, or they can do good just two games. But when that pressure builds up in the week, and from Monday to Thursday before the game, now you know what you're really in.
Absolutely, it's
more people in the stands. The stakes are higher. Now these two games to get to the Final Four, and some of those guys, they weren't ready to play for Miami. They can say about the kid, he had surgery to repair some little cleanup in the knee, and if they would have won, he would have been available for the Final Four. But you go with the guys that got you there anyway.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, L Boogie. And unfortunately, Miami didn't come to play, like you said. And it just doesn't make sense to me, man. You play so good during the regular season. Do you think that because you played in the regular season and have the record that you have, you think this make these guys scared of you because of the record that you come with during the tournament? See, this is what I agree with you on when you say the lights are too bright for these kids. You know what I mean? The regular season beating Duke by 30. I thought these guys were going to have a chance to really show what they were all about when the tournament came. But it looks like they used all their juice during the regular season and didn't really prepare themselves for this moment and for Marquette, who, I must say, I was knocking Marquette. I didn't think Marquette was going to actually make it this far. But now I know never to bet against Buzz. Every time Buzz gets in this tournament, man, somehow, some way, Marquette makes their run and gets to the Sweet 16 every year for the last 4 years, I believe. And this guy is taking on the challenge, and he almost looks just like Tom Izzo and his Michigan State boys. This guy knows how to make these guys get up for the game and prepare themselves to be ready for no matter what competition steps on the floor. So from here on out, I'm rolling with Marquette because Marquette is a good quality team. They don't have anybody that wants to be the superstar, and they've already beat Syracuse once this year. Now, I know it wasn't on a neutral site. It was at Marquette, but they know what to do to win the game. And this is a Big East game. So this is going to be a very hyped game. I hope Syracuse can you know, bring what they brought last night against Indiana. But, you know, man, I just think I'm going to get us on the Marquette. I really am. I was sleeping on Marquette earlier. So, man, I've learned my lesson not to bet against Buzz. And that's the head coach for the University of Marquette, L. Boogie.
Buzz Williams, he's the Izzo of the Big East. He's going to get his guys there. He knows their pulse. He has kids down there, you know, who can play. I told you about the kid, Vander Blue. Again, he had a great game last night. It's going to be a dogfight. Both teams know each other, so you know, historically it's going to go to the wire when you have teams like that in the same conference play each other 2, 3, 4 times. Sometimes you get so familiar, you might not see a lot of points scored, especially when you have a man-to-man defensive team and Marquette, when they bring a lot of guys in, they sub a lot, and then you have the old guru, my man, Jimmy B. and the B stand for boss. You feel me? Jimmy B is the boss, man. Jimmy the boss, man. You keep talking about all these allegations about my orange man, but he still has the same face. He still has the same poker face, win or lose. And, you know, I love Jimmy B, but Jimmy the boss, man. He's the best. So, even though he only has one national championship, he's been there. He's consistently going. And when you're at a program for over 30 years as a head coach, you must be doing something right. So, you're going to go to Marquette, and I'm going to go to Syracuse. Reason being, they're going to keep my bracket alive. I didn't go because that was the thing. It was between Syracuse and Marquette. I didn't have Indiana winning that bracket, and I didn't have Miami because, like I said, those guys didn't have the experience to get there. So in the East, I'm going to stick with my bracket because it's still intact. I'm going with Syracuse.
All right, we'll see about that game. That game is on Saturday at 4:30 Eastern, and we'll check that out. Now, let's move on to the West region with that Arizona versus Ohio State. Give me your thoughts about that game, L. Boogie.
Two things. Number one, the referees, MVG, the whole tournament, nothing happens. I don't know what's going on. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I tell you one thing. I picked those, and see, this is so crazy. I picked those states to win that bracket as well. They're keeping me together. The only thing about that is I'm concerned because Wichita State, which beat LaSalle, they get on that backboard. But getting back to Arizona, reason why I didn't pick Arizona to do well, and I know no knock on you, Lions, but I've been watching you. I have a privilege of watching you at Xavier also. Inconsistent, like the stock market, you know. So he needs to work on his game, get a little consistent. He passed up a couple shots last night, and it validated my point about him. He waited too long in certain instances to put his imprint on the game. And when you're the point guard and you're supposed to be the guy, you're supposed to put your imprint on the game. I don't know what it is, whether it's defense, whether it's offense, you know, special teams, meaning diving on the floor, charges, things like that, to get your team that victory. So he needs to, you know, get back in the gym, get ready for the draft. He had a nice career. I'm going to give his career a C. And, you know, Sean Miller, the teacher against the mentor, and the refs almost blew the game. That might have been the groove that he is. Didn't call a timeout with 2 seconds left, because usually, you know, us being also, we might call a timeout to set your D up, but he knew Sean didn't have any. So right. He left him for it to play out. And how the refs worried about time and worried about was his feet behind the line? Man, was his feet behind the line? He was in he was in Anaheim, and they playing the game in, where they play the game at, in Staples. He's 40 minutes away off the line. Didn't understand that one.
That was a crazy call. To hesitate, and, well, you know, to even go to the scoreboard, or not the scoreboard, but go to over there to the TV to actually check that out and make sure that it's a three-pointer. I mean, like you said, man, the dude was 40 feet behind the line, and that was further than an NBA three-pointer that the guy took, and they just somehow gave Arizona a little bit extra time to call up a play, and it didn't work. But getting back to Ohio State in the last shot, I must say, Ohio State knows how to win close games. If it's close and you're thinking about it going to overtime, don't worry about it. It's not going to overtime with Ohio State if it's anything close. They're down one, or if they're close, or tied with, you know, less than 30 seconds to play, somehow, some way, Ohio State is going to get the winning bucket and win the game. I've seen these guys about four or five times this season, and it almost appears that every time I'm watching these guys end the game the same way. It's either they're going to lose by a bucket or they're going to hit that basket to go ahead and win the game without taking it to overtime. So I think Ohio State played the game the way that they wanted to play it, just a little bit closer than normal. But, you know, when you got guys like that who are willing to take that game-winning shot no matter, you know, what's on the line at any given time, you know, I think these guys knows what it takes to win. When the games are close, and when it comes to clutch shooters, I think they got the more clutch shooters on their team. So we'll see what happens to Wichita State. I know we haven't talked about those guys yet, but Ohio State did do their thing. So I'm impressed with Ohio State.
My man from the Elmire, Cricket Letter I, he going to be the man back in Columbus. When he get off the bus and he gets down there, on First Street down there in Columbus, a star has risen. I think we need to remember that name. And, Ro, what's his name again?
The kid's name is LaQuinn Ross, man, the dude out of Mississippi, the MI Cricket Letter. And he scored the 14 of the last 17 Ohio State points against Arizona, plus the game-winning three-pointer. So, yeah, be looking out for that name, man, LaQuinn Ross. All right, the next game was Wichita State beating LaSalle. Well, I should say beating. I should say whooping up on LaSalle last night. And like we talked about, L, during our production show a couple days ago, you know, it was going to be a battle between LaSalle's backcourt versus Wichita State's front court. And we saw what happened. Wichita State's front court got the best of them. And, man, I'm going to tell you this. If Ohio State come in there tripping, thinking Wichita State going to be scared of these guys, Ohio State got another thing coming. Because Wichita State is not a Cinderella. These boys come playing for real. And those boys were really impressive last night. More impressive than Syracuse beating up on Indiana yesterday.
Wichita State reminds me of guys who've been rejected, couldn't pass the ACTs, had to go to junior college, and just had to get accepted because they got lost in the shuffle, and they had to accept the Division I scholarship. Oh, it's Wichita State. No knock on Wichita State, but those are the type of guys that schools like Wichita State and your New Mexico State, they get those type of guys. I'm going to tell you one thing about Wichita State. They put their hard hats on, and they're going to take you in the back, in the alley, and see if you can fight with them. They're going to say, hey, let's go in the back of the alley, put our hats on, and get it on. Because I'm telling you, they do not care about style points. They just want to win the game. That's why it's going to be a great game between Ohio State and Wichita State. I can't wait to see it. Two teams that play defense. The only thing I'm concerned about with Ohio State is, can they hit the glass?
They better be ready, because them boys from Wichita State some grown men. I'm talking about some grown-ass men. They ain't playing around.
You see my man, Hall Carl Hall? He looks like the custodian at a junior high school. You know, they, Wichita State don't even have enough money in the program to get him some good goggles to look out. He has a string holding his glasses up. Are you kidding me? Oh, my
God. That's how you got to get it. Hell, boogie. You know how I go in college, man. You can't afford it. You need a booster. That boy needs some boosters.
We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. When we come back, we're going to have our callers come in. I'm going to have a coach. We're going to talk about him. He's a national championship coach. So, once again, hit the one button, 347-855-8896. You got some comments? You know, you can always tweet me, at LBoogie15. Mondays and Fridays. Don't forget, it's Friday. Freestyling. I'm going to drop a jewel also. Let's go.
Looking like Asian. Look in my pot, it's Caucasian. Look under it and it's flaming. Y'all niggas know what I'm baking. Bitch, I'll be so far gone. On so I can't find my location. Go ahead, try to pull my card, nigga. All I'm holding is aces. Somebody tell the DJ to turn it up. Turn it up. Big face rolling all across the ball. Call a fucking doctor, boy. We acting dumb. We acting dumb. Wrong whip. Fly if I want to. It's my party. Bitch, I do what I want to.
I'm big with four wins. Six zips, no hearing. Louis badge, no cuffs. Statue lit, bitch, I'm chillin'. He rush when I'm in the building. I'm crushing what I am wearing. They fussin' like I am caring. I'm bustin' like a McLaren. They say I'm the life for the party. I came to pick out a target. This shit here, now I'm on a whole list. Froze wrist, don't bother. I get her to go, she won't wanna leave. By midnight, I'm on number three. They all know they ain't number one. Need 10 mics when they come to me. Wayne delays, no limit. Money drop from the ceiling. I'm all the players in spirit. She volunteered, no stealing. Toes down, G's up. I'm firing V, keyed up. I'm drunk and great, we stuck. I'm dumb good, don't need luck.
Somebody tell the DJ to turn it up. Turn it up. Big face rolling all across the ball. Call a fucking doctor, boy, we acting dumb.
We acting dumb.
Wrong whip, half a ticket, now it's lit. It's big racks in my pocket, my pocket shorty, all that mile. That mile, tell that bitch we are. We roll it, it's my party. My party, it's my party. I get fly if I want to. It's my party, bitch, I do what I want to.
It's my money, and it's Friday. We in the streets. It's your boy, L Boogie, man. It feels so good. Let's go. It's sports. It's March Madness. We got Easter Sunday coming up also. You know what I mean? So, as usual, we want to get a callers, their first perspective on the show and their comments or whatnot on what's going on. T-Row, who we got on the marquee? Who's the first caller we got out there?
Oh, man, we got a couple of callers checking in with us, man. But you know how we do it, man. We always like to show love to those who show love to us, you dig? So we're going to go to our main man always first, T-Money. T-Money, you there, baby?
What's up? Bracket busters. We got those bracket busters. Indiana's out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Nobody want to hear about your predictions of no number one seed's going to win this tournament, man. It looks like it's coming true there, T-Money.
Yeah. Miami went down. I was surprised about that.
Yeah, they hurt me too, man, because I had Indiana to win one bracket, and then I had Miami to win another bracket. And so all my faith lies into Kansas. And if Kansas can't click their heels and take Dorothy to the promised land, we're going to have a problem.
We know Kansas is nothing but garbage. But it's interesting to watch. I'm liking that boy Michael Carter Williams, man, from Syracuse.
Well, Money, one thing about Michael, you know, MC Dub, is that one day he looks great, then another day he looks nothing but garbage. So he's inconsistent, but he's only a sophomore. I hope he stays in school so he can get better.
I think he's going to be a good NBA player. I think he's going to be a good NBA player, though.
I know he's going to be a good NBA player. That's my thing. I know he is, but stay this year to work on the little things. Your jump shot needs to get a little bit more polished, and I think that'll help him out. Yes, he can run a ball club, but I just think he needs to work on that just a little bit. So, I'm listening.
What's going on, though? What you want to talk about, man? I
just bought 5 steps. Oh, man. Hold on. You tell me, Money. I mean, sure, you said that you needed to, you called in. Tell us about the first part of the show. We talking about the, you know, the NCAA tournament. 3 out of my 4 teams is doing well.
How you feel about the Miami Heat streak coming to an end?
Oh, man, I didn't think they were going to lose to the Bulls, but I did think that, you know, later on they might get a little tested by San Antonio, but I didn't think they were going to lose. I thought they were going to break the streak.
You know, LeBron, my dude, man, but I didn't appreciate LeBron talking about the heart. He pulled the Akron all the way. You know, I've been locked up a few times too, Brittany. That's just how the Akron guys act in the joint. Nothing but softness. They don't care how big they is, how tough they look, man. I ain't like LeBron James talking about, oh, they've been following you, man. They've been following you. Ain't no reason to complain about it. You're getting fouled. Kurt Heinrich looked like a deer in headlights. He was not going to let you run him over. Just dunk on him, showtime. I did like the way he put his forearm in Carlos Boozer's chest like he didn't try to pick on it. But some things, nobody ever picks on Nate Little Robinson. They're scared of that guy. He talks more trash than a little bit.
Let me tell you something about LeBron. You snitching. In the streets, we don't like that. You snitching. You get whacked for that. You get a couple points taken off of your street credibility. What you need to do is not say nothing. You weren't supposed to say no. You know, bad boys moving silent. What you were supposed to do was take a 3-game suspension and go on somebody's head when they go up. You're already up. You don't need to play no more this season. You take the 3-game suspension because listen to this. You can still eat off a 3-game suspension. Some of other guys can't.
That's what I'm waiting for LeBron again. He need to dish out some punishment like you taking, like you saying, El Boogie. He can dish out some punishment one time, and they'll think twice about going upside the head because Tosh just made a few cheap shots, hitting him all inside the head. You know, he's a target every time you're on the court. They get the cheap shot because he's so strong, he goes to the hole. Go ahead and get you a cheap shot off. Make him feel that power, man.
LeBron too strong for that. He's a nice guy. T-Money, LeBron is a nice guy. He ain't going to do that. Like El said, he ain't come from that clout from the Detroit Pistons and you know, them boys from back in the day who would take that punishment, you know what I mean, the 2-game, 3-game suspension just to put you on your back to let you know you ain't coming in here no more, you know what I mean? But this complaining that he doing, he need to zip it, man. I got to agree with my dude El Boogie. Stop complaining, man. The streak is over. It ain't because you got to get fouled. It's because y'all couldn't play the catch-up game like you've been doing for the last 2 weeks.
They want to come out there so relaxed all the time. Then I seen him and Dwayne Wade got to arguing about somebody making a ball a best play. But here's another thing. You should have seen the way my Instagram and Twitter went crazy from the Cleveland fans, and they said he's talking about they want LeBron back. He's not coming back. Every time he fails, they so happy. Oh, the Queen went down. I hope he tears ACL. Oh, my goodness, this and this and that. Man, you cannot put a Lamborghini out in the streets of Cleveland without hitting a pothole. You're going to tear up a 4x4 truck in Cleveland. So the man rolling in Bugattis and all that, so he's posing with the South Beach. You give me the option right now to go to South Beach, man, I ain't going to take it, man. Put me on the ocean view. Let me look at the water. Let me dip my head in the minerals. Let me see them fine women on roller skates looking half naked, channed all up. All we got is ratchetness down here, man. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's like Cleveland is a cliff. Every time I step outside, I think about committing suicide. I just don't think the rope gonna hold up. I feel like my man from Shawshank Redemption.
Hold on, Money. Let's just keep it sports.
He done went hard on us.
Hey, El Booker, remember my man on Shawshank Redemption when he got out? The old school dude from the library.
Brooks the librarian.
He couldn't take it no more. That's how I feel when I come outside. It seems like my drinks is watered down. I don't know what's going on.
It seemed like the stoplights were getting dim. Every building. You were just here. Where did you stay at? I think you paid $100 for a 5-star hotel. You probably had a jacuzzi in the middle of your room. Is that easy?
Well, the streets is talking. Wow. Money, let me ask you this. Who's going to win between Duke and Michigan State? Who's about to play in another 30 minutes?
You know,
who do you have?
Even though I love Coach K and what he does with the program, because he can take self-taught players and make them great in his system. He can make them great. I'm going with Michigan State, man. I'm liking Michigan State to pull that out. If they bang them boys, if they don't get exposed by the three-point shot, and the boy Nix can hold his composure and bang that glass, him and the other tall fellow, I can't think of his name.
Adrian Payne.
Right. If Major Payne can hit that glass, I like Michigan State, man. I told you that the other day, I like the Michigan State in Miami. But Miami bit the dust.
Wow. Well, I'm going to say this. My bracket is still alive. The only part of my bracket that took a beating, because I always said, even when we started this, that I said that I had one of VCU going to the Final Four. They took an L against Michigan, but Michigan State is still alive. Syracuse is still alive. And Ohio State is still alive. So even if, you know, right now going into the Elite Eight, I have two still alive out of those brackets. So I love Tom Izzo. You know, Money, I've dealt with Tom Izzo on a personal level with the you know, couple kids on the recruiting. You know, I love Izzo as far as how he deals with the parents and, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, the Izzos, the Huggy Bears, you know, if people don't know who Huggy Bear is, that's Coach Huggins from West Virginia. Those guys, they just come to work with a blue collar mentality and get squeeze everything out of their kids with less talent.
T-Money, yeah. This your boy, Ro. Let me ask you this, T-Money. Who you got between Ohio State and Wichita State? And then the second question is, who you got between Marquette and Syracuse going to the Final Four?
I gotta go with Ohio State. I'm an Ohio, you know, anything besides the Cleveland Cavs, I'm down with in the state of Ohio. So I'm going with O State. I'm riding with O State. I'm rolling with the Syracuse, because one thing that's funny about this tournament, man, even though we got the number one seed, we got a lot of teams that was number one seed during the course of the season. So it's just a real compatible, you know, Syracuse was at the top of the charts at one time. And when they playing their best basketball, like you said, that 2-3 zone, when they trapping, when Shepherd hitting the big shot, when Trish going to the hole, when Williams playing ball, when Fair is going to be, he's going to be a nice kid to watch in the NBA too, because he likes to go at it. I think I like his competitiveness. When they clicking on all cylinders, you know, Syracuse is a team to really watch out for. But then they can look like they're nothing but garbage at times. You can look at them one game and say, who can really compete with them? Then the next game you can say, where did they come? Like, what were they doing? Were they practicing this week? What is their game plan? They just look like they're slow, like they're leaning.
Right.
Right.
And they got some
thing in them.
Right. Yeah, man, that is true. But, yeah, I'm going to give it to, yeah, I feel you on that. Those are nice picks, man. L going with Syracuse also. But I'm going to go with Marquette, man, because it's not like when L and I were talking earlier before the show started, man, there are no Cinderella teams. So you really don't have a bad pick who you're picking. You know what I'm saying? We just all – because it's March Madness, we just don't want blowouts. We want exciting games, go down to the wire. Because, you know, I gotta have something close. I don't like the blowouts. The blowouts don't mean nothing. I got to have something close and, you know, see these guys leave it all on the court. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's going to be pretty good.
One more question, Money. What's your take on the Florida Gulf Coast and how many will they win by against Florida? Do you have them, you know, still streaking? Do you have them still with the Cinderella? Even though, it's not too many Cinderellas, but what do you think?
Definitely. I would love to see them guys win it all, man.
You know, that's the definition of started from the bottom, now we're here. It reminds me of when you and King Earl the Pearl and Sonny Red and Zeke and Drake Christian, y'all, Bujo, y'all was all on the court, just jumping out the gym, dumping on people, you know. Y'all was going against Bobby Shura and the Summer Leagues, making them look terrible. Sonny was kissing the ball on the baseline, dumping on dude while his baby mama was in the stands while he had on the brand new L.A. Lights. He had $140 tennis shoes, looking like a piece of trash out there, getting punched on everywhere in the league. It reminds me of y'all when y'all was just doing what y'all wanted to do. You know, y'all had NBA players out there in the Summer League competing against y'all. You know, guys don't know that y'all played against supreme players that played in the NBA, the Chris Webbers, the Rasheed Wallaces, the Cherokee Parkses, the Jalen Roses, the Vashawn Leonards, the Stoudemires. Y'all balled and put up numbers on them. Balled on them.
Right.
You know, it's just a different time, man. But it's interesting to watch the college game right now. And I wish that the game of basketball could just convert back to that competitiveness. Because
right. The purity and the competition and the talent was so exceeding back then. I understand.
Right.
Oh, man.
Hey, T-Money, I want you to hang out on the line, man, because it's Freestyle Friday. You going to drop a line for us?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to pull up a couple cups, so by the time y'all time me back in, I'll be ready.
No
okay,
doubt,
that's
man.
What's up. We're going to go to the next caller, man, and then we're going to check back in with you in about after the next commercial. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, my dude.
Wow. Yeah, you have it. Yes.
Let's get back. Let's go to another caller real quick, man, before we go to a freestyle or go to a commercial and then have our Freestyle Friday jumping off. You know what I mean? So let's see. Next caller is on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Man, this is Keita Paul Johnson, Junior the third.
Hey, man, turn your radio down for us if you're riding in the car checking us out on the show, man. Turn your radio down for us real quick so there won't be no echo.
All right, I did.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Real live. What's going on with you, caller?
What it do, man? This is Paul Johnson, Jake Junior the third, you did.
Hey, baby, how y'all doing? How you doing down there in the South?
Man, we doing good, man. I got you live in the streets, man. The streets are talking, you did.
Oh, man, well, then, first of all, I want to say what's up to the hood, man. That's North Dallas, man. North Park all day long. Ellum Tick, for those that don't know, that's where your boy T-Ro is from. So, you know, much love to everybody in the hood. That's what I'm talking about, man. Got this radio show jumping off. Much love to everybody showing the sport to the streets is talking. What's going on with you this evening, Skeeter Mo?
Man, you know, I'm just riding, you know. Trying to get it how I fit in, man, you know.
Tell me how you feel about the NCAA tournament. Are there any surprises any teams that have surprised you so far, or is it just going as normal for you?
Man, you know it's going how it's supposed to, man. A whole bunch of upsets, people going home crying, you know, about to go commit suicide tomorrow or something. You know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going with the Blue Devils all the way. You hear me?
You going with Duke?
Duke, man.
Oh, my goodness.
We stay blue, man.
He said we stay. There's some other teams in there with blue on. In the Kansas, we can't
man,
go for
they
Duke.
Got red
just
in there. They
coming.
Got red. We cripping, man.
Boy, keep it
only
in the streets.
Only in the streets is talk. It's for a talk show, man. You can say that, baby. That's what we do.
Yeah, man, we going with the Duke Blue Devils to win it all, man.
I'm going with
y'all. Oh, man, that's beautiful.
So let me ask you this. How's life treating y'all on this Good Friday, man?
Oh, man, it's going good. It's going good. Skeeter Mo, like I said, we appreciate you telling a lot of people about the show, The Streets is Talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., and we appreciate you getting at us when you message us in the message booth and, I got another question for you. Something just happened there in Dallas. You're from Dallas. I know that you've been in the streets and this Tony Romo contract. He
man,
you more
hold up, man. I don't know what they thinking. I don't know who's screwing who down there, man. But I thought we were going to get rid of that cat, man.
There you have it.
somebody from Dallas who agrees with the wrong concept, and he's from Dallas in the streets, and he doesn't agree with the concept.
In the streets live right now. I got y'all bumping in the car. That's why y'all couldn't hear me. I had to go and step away. But, yeah, I got y'all live in the streets, in the hood right now. The streets is talking. And I don't know. And you got your kid folk, Zero Skywalker right here. You hear him in the
background. Oh,
don't cry. That's the kid folk Skywalker. What's up with you, baby? Much love to you, way from the West Coast, baby.
In the deep town, man. Look at holding on, representing, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my kid folk fam. That's right there. That's Scott Walker for the world to know. Scott Walker, yeah. First time caller, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? His nickname is Scott Walker. You hear me? it don't get no better than that.
Let me ask you this. Scott Walker, yes sir.
What's happening?
I want to ask you this. Tony Romo contract, does it meet your nickname? Is skywalking up the charts? Do you think he deserves the money or no?
He's skywalking up the money chart, but, you know, he... You know what I mean?
Wow.
We can do without Romo. Actually, I'd like to send him to Arizona and give y'all our team down. I give him to us down here. Because Romo is not the ticket. Now, we got another 6 years to endure with this year, but we're going to hold on. I mean, he may be another Danny White, or he could be another Troy Aikman. It took Troy Aikman 8 years.
Yeah, now, but it's taking too long, here, folks. It's taking too long, I don't know. We're going to have to send an assassin down there and have him blasted while he's eating dinner somewhere, man, so we can bring in another quarterback.
Don't kill him. Shoot him in the league. Yeah. But D-Rose, check this out, though. For real, though. I don't know what Skeeter Mo talking about, man. Kansas is probably finna win this whole thing, man. I don't see nothing gonna stop this.
You got Kansas winning the tournament?
I got Kansas.
My girl said Wichita State gonna win.
They smashing Michigan as we speak, correct?
Yes, they are.
Therefore, I'm telling you. Business in Deep Town, Texas, from Sky High Enterprise.
The streets
Skywalker.
Is talking.
That's
the
who's going to win
talking.
It out, baby.
Thank you, Skywalker. We appreciate your insight on the show. First time caller, all time loser, Skeeter Mo Johnson. Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey, Skeeter, you going to drop a line for us a little bit later?
Oh, yeah, man. I got something, man, I want to spit for y'all, man.
All right, well, after the commercial break, man, we're going to come back to our callers, man, T-Money and Skeeter Mo, man. They're going to jump in and give us a little Freestyle Friday for our segment. So, Skeeter Mo, hold on tight, man. We'll get with you in just a minute.
All right.
I'm telling you, Ro, when we come back, we're going to get into Freestyle, a little talk about a little NFL free agency. And I feel so good in this 85-degree weather, I might drop a Jew. Just for Jewels and G, baby. Hey, bro. Got us. In the streets, as always. Let's go. Pregnant, knowing if he had a baby, yo, bro, that's couldn't help it. I be riding through the city, banging two times. Ain't worried about the police, I got two knives. Keep the sharp, cause sometimes you gotta do things. She give away that pussy like loose chains. Tryna have a nigga, baby, the ceiling never JJ. This ain't recess, bitch, you know I don't play. Just bought an AK, just took a vacay. Bitch, you broke, you need to call Triple AA. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Hey, how you fuck for cash, but you not a hoe? And how I'm gonna respect you if your pockets broke? On your rap sheet, a whole lot of bros. It's a clinic on Western, bitch, you oughta go. You broke your pussy stank, you borrowed clothes, lost the little ass that you had playing with your nose. I dedicate this to my last hoe, swear I got cash and start acting like an asshole. Catch up, keep up, cutlass with the beat up. I be buying pounds, so no, we can't piece up. Rollie with the crown, bet you wanna fuck the king, huh? It's money over bitches, pussy never fuck the thing up. She still fanning when she see us. I'm a grade A nigga, use a C+.
I got a broom, I got a broom, bitch, clean up. Hit the blade, pay my fee up.
Bro, shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you bro, shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up.
You shopping at Louis when your baby need wick. Using vibrators when you know you need dick. Bitch, you sick. Ho, you trifling. I heard in the hood your pussy be cycling. Nobody wiping your ass. Young nigga got dick. No yak. Fast money, fast bitches taking whole baths. And me in relations don't last. My nigga must have got the benzo. My clips got extendos. I'm hanging out the window. Banging out the window. Throw it up chunky. Wrist on chunky. I heard the homie fucked and your pussy smell funky. And I ain't used to what you used to. The only thing in your ears is a Bluetooth. You niggas ain't blinged out. 20 racks, I blow that. 5, 10, 15, I let my niggas hold that.
Bitch, you bro. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat.
We back. It's Friday, and before we get off into talking about this streak and LeBron James, I want to give a shout out to Heaven O Youth, and the youth stands for young overcomers using truth habitually, and also the Atlantic Select Team Pride AAU fifth graders. Both of those organizations are located in Atlanta, Georgia. And they're affiliated with my man's email, you know, the Sports Officials.
Gavin.
You know, on Sundays, 1 p.m. Check them out. They throw their flags and blow their whistles. You got to check it out. It's called with OG, the Sport Keeper, Millie Mill, and the host, T. Nick. So let's get going. Let's talk about this guy. Well, we say the best guy on the planet. And after the game, he talked about the officiate now, he's getting clobbered and hit. I thought he called a sucker attack. That's what we call him in the streets. You get a sucker attack every now and then. I didn't like it. He started snitching. Oh. We got Juelz. He just popped in. Juelz.
Oh, yeah, man. We needed him to, stand up for himself, man. You know, the great ones, they never complain. They just endured, you know what I mean, through trials and tribulations, man, and they overcame. You know what I mean? That's why Mike has 6 rings, you know what I mean? And we have other champions that go through it. You don't have superstars. Get on live TV and start complaining about these fouls. What they did was they grabbed hold of somebody and they choked them or either slammed them on the ground and said, I'm not taking this no more. We both going to take a suspension for 60, 90 days, and we're going to see who would hurt more. You know what I'm saying? But we don't do no snitching.
No snitching allowed. No snitching allowed in the street.
Not at all. We can't do that.
Hey, Jules the G, this your boy T-Ro. I got to say something about that, man. I got to say, man, it was a lot of superstars complaining. You cannot tell me. That's what Mike used to be so mad. He'd go up to the ref and be talking, be like, man, you say, they
hold on,
man,
hold on,
man,
hold on,
Johnson
hold
used
on,
to complain.
Hold on, hold on.
Larry
hold,
Bird
hold on,
used to complain.
Hold on.
Michael Jordan.
Never, they never have held a press conference and got on national TV from Jordan, Bird, or Magic and complained about the foul. It was during the game. So, LeBron, during the game, it is permissible. You go pull up referee to the side and say, hey, man, they getting at me a little bit tough. I'm going to have to, check somebody in the chin if they don't stop fouling me. And then they say, well, dude, you got to do, you know, take technical suspension, whatever you got to do, man, stand up for yourself and stop being a crash dummy.
Like my man Chuck D used to say, you reach, you get elbow. So, yeah, tell the ref, hey, man, he keep reaching. Now, if he keep reaching, I'm elbowing. See, where those days come from? Where them days at? Instead of, like you said, going to the feds, like you on First 48. He was on First 48, man.
Man, LeBron. We don't, LeBron.
He was
man.
On First 48, Juelz.
he was, he, man, I had had to break out the tissue, man. You know what I mean? He was doing so much whining, man. For the best player in the world, for him to do that, man. He lost a little status with me, bros. He lost a little status with me. T-Roll, my other co-host, L Boogie. Now listen, I just need to know, is that something that you do? Do you hold a press conference and claim about fouls, or do you check somebody? You know what I mean? Do you go in even harder and make it known, like, that I'm not going to be standing for this?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to, even though I don't, like to do, but I got to say like how Suge said it when they asked him, questioned him about the killing. You know, I have no comment. We'll take care of it. And so that's what he should have did. Plead the fifth and then just take care of it out there on the court. Like you said, man, go do what Karl Malone did. Smash that. Did Isaiah Thomas complain? No, he didn't. He got stitches and kept it moving.
Yeah. And swang them big shoulders and elbows and kept catching assists from John Stockton. Now, if he want to follow the footsteps and become one of the greatest ever, those cats didn't complain, man. They sent their hitman, Charles Oakley. They sent somebody, man. You know what I mean? They sent Rodman.
Right.
They sent somebody,
right,
man. You know what I mean?
Right.
The big strong organizations, they send someone, man. You know what I mean?
We call them
corporate organizations all the way down to the mafia, man. They always sending somebody to clean their mess up. So if LeBron is getting fouled, we need him to send. They need to pick somebody off their squad that's expendable, somebody that can take a suspension and go, go drop some, knock somebody's front teeth out or whatever.
But I don't think he's that type of player, Jules. That's the only thing I'm getting at. He not going to take it out on the next player. The first thing that I saw, well, the first reaction that I had when he bowled Carlos Boozer, I was like, okay. But Carlos Boozer, he ain't going to swing. Man, he ain't going to fight nobody. He from Atlanta. He going to jump into
I'm not. This is not the NHL, man. We don't want to fight. We just need someone.
I'm not saying
to drop
that. I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. People always want to put 10 on the 20. You know what I mean? A fight. No, we just want to.
No, I'm not saying a fight. I'm saying, what I'm saying is, yeah, take it to the next level. But, I mean, what else can he do than just doing what he's already doing? If he plays another team that's smart like Chicago, or have players like Kirk Heinrich that will tackle you without getting a flagrant, it's going to be hard. And then they're going to lose.
So that this means instead of doing the, he's going to change his move and come to the jump stop and give somebody that chicken wing. He can do a different move.
Absolutely.
Instead of everything can be off 1 foot, he may have to start doing some vertical jumps and dropping his shoulder and hurting and doing
absolutely
something different. That's all.
He's going to have to do something different, brother, because they're going to get smart and start doing the same thing that Chicago's doing. They're going to do anything to slow him down. And once they can slow him down, the little simple tackle, like, I'm telling you, Kirk Heinrich just shows you how to kind of defend LeBron when he's coming at you full speed. There's really no way, but that was the only way I've ever seen anybody stop LeBron from shooting the ball and then getting him to where he got to the free throw line and made one or two. So, I mean, that's the way you stop LeBron, or kind of stop it.
I'm gonna say this, and I took this from the movie Paid in Full. What's the use of you having soldiers if you ain't going to use them? You got soldiers. You got Crystal. You got the Birdman. You got Anthony on the bench. You got Gold. What's the use of you having soldiers if you ain't going to use them?
Man, thank you, man. I mean, I'm glad somebody see the light shining, man, or something, because, like you said, if you got soldiers, what good are they? Use them. Put them to use. Put somebody on the front line.
That
man is the king, and he's not to be messed with.
Man, and then I'll help you pay that fine. If I'm the king,
yeah,
I'm going to help you pay that fine.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I thought LeBron, and see, guys, I don't know who these PR guys are for LeBron and Dwayne Wade, because sometimes I just want to call it a brain fart. I'm starting not to give these guys passes. Like Dwayne Wade at the end of a 27-game winning streak is going to say, I'm glad it's over.
Huh?
Are you kidding me? I'm just kind of glad it's over. Are you kidding me? See, that's the type of stuff that makes me want to say, man, what are you talking about? You're glad it's over? You don't want to change history? Man.
It was too much stress for him. He couldn't handle it. The pressure was too much. Performing at a high level of intensity was. Yeah, I mean, sound like he. Hey, man, I'm starting to believe some of the stuff that Lil Wayne was saying about him, man. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what side of the tracks he's swinging on, man. When you get to talking, you know what I mean, like that, man. I'm. Oh, man.
The streets is talking.
Streets is talking, man. That's just, yeah, man, he shouldn't be complaining like that, man. Got to do it in the game. Got to get up under the ref's skin and just do it on the court. Don't be holding these don't be holding these press conferences like Jules and G said. We ain't got time for that. We don't even want to hear that. We can see what's happening. Put it in the ref's hands, and let's see what they going to do.
He shouldn't have done nothing but give them credit for stepping up and going in by any means necessary to stop
and
their streak.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? I would have respected more for giving them props for, you know, putting up that brick wall, you know what I mean, showing them that those that 27-game winning streak was stopped by the Bulls, and they meant business. They came in meaning business tonight. And, you know, really the momentum was in Miami's favor because they had a 27-game winning streak, and that's once that ball is rolling, it's humongous. It should be able to smash over anything, but – like I said, they got to get credit where credit's due. Chicago stepped up, and they beasted on defense. That's all it was. And we're not going for it.
The thing that boggles me, Jules the G, is how Chicago beat them without Joakim Noah, without Derrick Rose, without Rip Hamilton. Who else didn't play? I mean, you could throw two or three other names. They didn't even have a real starting five, man. And they letting these guys be – see, the catch-up factor, trying to play catch-up, trying to play from behind, finally caught up with them, and it just didn't happen. You know
all
what I
mean?
Know, they can't play that way.
Miami Heat got exposed. They lost to the bench players of the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, come the finals, when they play in the Lake Show, man, you know, if D Wade get tired of winning one game, he might say, "Oh man, one was enough. Let's go." If that's his mentality, yeah, I'm rolling with the Black Mamba.
Wow, go ahead.
He hurt. He ain't gonna play tonight. L Boogie, Black Mamba got hurt, twisted his ankle. He has to go see the foot doctor. Then the Lakers, man. If the Lakers gonna make it to the finals, then we gonna be in eighth place. So we gonna catch y'all before y'all make it to the finals. So, and that's why I'm talking about
that?
The Dallas Mavericks. Jules,
Dallas has a team.
Wow.
They have an organization.
You got a team full of superstars down there eating super.
They got an organization in that region of Texas.
Man, you already know what it is. We just won a championship before Miami won there, so don't you forget that. We the ones made them eat. Hey, don't you forget. We swept y'all. I know you want to forget that. But we the ones that started this sweet madness of sweeping the Lakers and
listen,
getting you up out of here. In the playoffs.
I'll say this about that Heat and Bulls. Yes, the Heat did stop the streak. No doubt the 27-game streak, and that was a game. That was a game where it was in the season, so that can happen. But in the four-game format, I don't know if Chicago can give you seven games of intensity and everybody all on one accord. Now, if they had all the guys back, I would give them a chance. But in a seven-game series with the guys on the roster right now, I don't think they can get it done. They can't. Like my man Mike Singletary said, I can't win with him. I can't play with him. I can't coach him. I don't think they can win four games against Miami in a seven-game series with that roster. Other guys healthy, they got a chance. But I just think that it was a good night. They were at home. They had something to play for as far as that 27-game streak to knock it off. And they set a blueprint to beat, you know, Miami as far as being physical because they can't beat the boards up. You know, Chris Bosh, he's another softy, you know, so we'll put him in the playpen because he ain't nothing but a baby. So, you know what I mean? We got a playpen for them type of soft guys. But Skeeter Most Johnson, if you're still on the line, Michigan, tell Skywalker, Michigan came back and tied the game up. I think they went into overtime in the streets. Did they go into overtime, T-Ro?
Yes, they did. And the score is 87-85 with 23 seconds to play. Michigan has the lead. It's a timeout. And we're just trying to figure out what play Kansas is going to call. Michigan went on an outstanding run. Your boy Trey Burke, the Big Ten Player of the Year, has been balling. When I say balling, I'm talking about balling. And he done got his team in. They're winning. One possession left. Michigan's up 87-85. 23 seconds left, L Boogie.
Now, talking about that, Jules the G, I want to ask you this, and we can at the panel before you know we get some callers. Are the coaches doing a good job out there, you know, coaching, and we having guys not taking jobs? Now, let me ask you this question, Jules. You're from Los Angeles, California. Why guys aren't jumping into the Pacific Ocean, wanting that job down in Brentwood? Why they don't want to be down in L.A. with the sun and taking that job? Guys turned it down. The Butler coach turned it down. VCU coach Shaka Smart, he turned it down. What's going on down there in L.A.? What's the problem?
I talked to my source, man. I believe they might not be matching these guys the dollar amount that they asking for, man. You know, that's pretty much what my intel got to me. And they don't want to pay it, man. So I don't know what's going on with UCLA's funding or, you know, hey,
it's,
must
it's,
be the money.
Well, I don't think it's the money because other schools are jumping out the window to keep their old coach and, you know, to get the money. So is it just that, is it pressure? Is it like an Alabama job? I mean, what do you think? There's two things that is coming, you know, out of me. You have all these guys who, you know, went to the pros, and now you got the Shabazz Muhammad guy who, you know, we know he's going to leave. And who's coming in? Can they build? Can they get back to a Final Four in two, three more years?
It could be the pressure, man. You know, I didn't think about the John Wooden legacy and, you know, those ton of bricks and the standards that have to be held up against. So who knows?
I'm going to tell you this, Jules G. I think UCLA going to make it back to the top of the mountain, man. They had Ben Howland was getting them up the mountain, but he wasn't getting them to the top of the mountain. But they made it to the tournament, man, for the majority of the years that he was there, man. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And UCLA is not, you know, they West Coast, man. They have tradition. And when you have tradition, it's easy to get the recruits to come to your school and check you out and want to participate to try to make things work again, especially when you got a new coach coming in and then you get a new system. And, you know, they never going to be at a short of fans. No matter how good they are, no matter how bad they are, they still going to sell out the Wooden Center. So, I mean, it's not like UCLA is not a place that you wouldn't want to come to. If you go anywhere near the campus, you're going to fall in love and you're just going to sign on the dotted line right then and there because the campus is so beautiful. And then the surrounding areas, like you know, of course, would make you just want to be there for sure. So, I mean, tell me what you think about that.
Well, I mean, I think that, like I said, my co-host might have hit it right on the button that they may be laying down stipulations that there have to be X amount of wins or guarantee, you know, this or that or the other for, you know, for job security. So, you know, that's what's going on.
And I have to say this about UCLA, and I'm going to say this. There's no way in the state of California,
you're letting guys get out of there. The rules are so strict now, I think that you can't even drive a car. You know how L.A. is. It's big time. It's Hollywood. So with the attraction, you want this and that, but with so many things going on, I think it's the U of football, a basketball. I'm sorry. I think they're the U of basketball right now with so many allegations and suspended players can play, can't play. I think it's really going to take a pounding before it can come back on top. But that's just how all great programs do. Look at Alabama in football. You know, look at Ohio State, how they, you know, hit a little turbulence and then bounced back up with Tressel, UCLA with Pete Carroll. So it's going to take some time, but I think because it's good for college basketball, UCLA has to be good. They just have to.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, look at Michigan. It took them some time just to get back to where they are. Man, 20 years almost. So, you know, that I think it's going to take a grind, but ULGG, you know, I know you're rooting for them, and you want them to get better, you know. And, man, the Pac-12, I'm out West Coast. So it's a little thing going on in the Pac-12, Big Ten, and, you know, the Big Ten is representing. So we about to go to commercial. Remember, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, tell a friend to tell a friend. And you can always get in if you press 1. Blog Talk Radio. Streets is talking. Let's go.
You ready, JT?
I can't wait to get you on so good looking.
DJ at low.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it off on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things.
All black at the white shows, white shoes at the black shows, green car for the Cuban links, y'all sit back and enjoy the light show, nothing exceeds like a set, South guy got from having the best of the best, is this what it's all about, I'm at the rest, the brunt, my rent, serving the guests, years of stress, tears on the dress, try to hide a face with the makeup sex, this is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All thanks for my angels. Alexander Wang too. Add tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high.
Woo, it's Friday. That means it's freestyle. And we're going to show you how to do this, y'all. It's your boy, L Boogie. Tweet me at L Boogie 15. You can always email the show. Your streets is talking at yahoo.com. Man, we back. It's been hot. The show been fire. We appreciate all the callers. We appreciate all the listeners. Yes, we do. And we know that we love this, these Freestyle Fridays. So, T-Row, put it together. What we got? Who first? Who second? Who last? It's like the symphony.
Yeah, you know, we're going to throw T-Money on first. T-Money say he was ready. T-Money, you got your couple of drinks in y'all ready, Pepin?
I'm about to down one right now. I had to get a chaser, but come on, y'all always put me on first. I go, let's go.
You want to go first or you want me to put you on hold and let the, let somebody else go? Next, could I go first?
Go ahead, let somebody go. Like a super kind of, you know, I come third.
Okay. I got you. It's Freestyle Friday. That's how we work it, baby. So we're going to put you on hold for a few seconds, and then we're going to come back to you. L Boogie, you thinking about dropping you a line this evening?
Man, I'm going to drop a line this evening, man.
You going to drop you a line, L. L Boogie. You want me? Let me
give
you a beat, L.
Let me drop a line on the freestyle. It's my, you know, 2L's and T-Row, your boy, L Boogie. I'm going to drop some on them. As usual, we going to come in like EPMD. Let's go. Let me hear that beat one time.
I got you.
It's me, your boy, L Boogie. Always coming through the F-093. If you didn't know, that's my block we call Huff. And if you didn't know, my dude, you better be tough. I'm 4-0, and that means you know, we coming through the dough. You better get your money right. Why is that? Because El Meek's going to keep his money in his pocket real tight. I ain't spending nothing. You can throw your ones. I'm going to keep mine and keep them in my pocket, son. Because that's what you call a millionaire. And I'm coming through the spot, and I ain't never going to be scared. Let's go. We on the block. I don't understand, man. Treat me like I'm Tupac. Yeah, let's get it. I don't understand, man. F my critics. You gon' box. If you come down my block, I'm tackling you like some honey lie. Oh, man, what's the plot? There's so many potholes on my line in the spot. I left Cleveland with your AZ. I think I might have did it back in 1993. Ooh-wee, it was nice. Oh, man, I was moving that. Let me stop, man. I'm getting on something else because we in the streets, man. Oh, man. Let's go.
L Boogie, boy, you off the rocker, boy. That's my boy, L Boogie, ladies and gentlemen. The streets is talking. He was feeling good on this Freestyle Friday.
You know,
nice
feeling good as
nice
usual.
I think you missed your calling, man. You know what I mean? We just like to call up. You know what I mean? With David J was putting that together, man. You was supposed to be on that boat, man.
Oh, man.
Jules, what you telling me? You supposed to be on that boat, that boat,
mm-hmm.
Jules and Gene?
Mm-hmm.
That boy, they're crazy. Hey, I'm going to bring in another caller, and we're going to see what the other caller got. We'll see what's up with him, see what he's doing. Skeeter Mo, you back on the line, baby. You there?
You know.
Hey, do you need some music? You want me to play that? You want me to run that instrumental back for you?
Man, I need something else, bro. All
right, well, give me just a second. We're going to find something for you. We got a couple of instrumentals on there. We'll see what we got up on there real quick. Yeah.
But until Ro finds that, let's talk a little hip-hop. Lil Wayne just dropped his CD. He was in the hospital talking about it. And I was very dissatisfied when he said, yeah, I'm about to drop my Lil Wayne CD. Come on. Come on, Weezy. You just getting off a coma. You just got your stomach pumped about 15, 20 times. And you talking about the Lane CD. Be blessed that you're living and you got something coming out.
Yeah. Bad time. I got the instrumental wound up. Let me see what's up. Let me see. What's up with that one? Skeeter Mo Jenkins Jr. the third.
Hey, that's the same one as we have. Let me get back on. Let me get back on there. Yeah. Okay. Hey. Hey. Yeah. You should call me King Cedar in the food theater or wife beater. Niggas, you keep your hook, I don't need her. Niggas bring a dime for a home, I don't feed her. Every day, I beat her, like a part, on the tray. Nigga rollin', dirt pay. Nigga, that's for Pimp C. Yeah, my brother, T-Row, the funky spy Negro. I jump on track, bring it back. Yeah, that's for that D-Ho. Yeah, give me a C, bro. Now I need that A-plus. Nigga, we roll, selling yay and dust. I need green, jump on the beam, hit the team. 5,000, we come supreme. Nigga, always on the fucking lean. Hey, I hit the road. Niggas like that in control. Nigga wanna go, then you know we can G-O. Yeah, it's all to the dirty. It's early. I'm 30. Bird trying to keep my money, heard me? Okay, yeah, that. Yeah, okay, okay, okay.
Hey. What I'm talking about. We appreciate that, baby. That's what I'm talking about, going hard like
that. Was hot. That was hot right there.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
You know, that was for you, man.
I appreciate you, little brother. You know what it is, baby.
I ain't writing nothing down. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that's
you know
why
what
it's
called
Freestyle,
man.
Friday. You got to be freestyling. If you ain't freestyling, then you know we going to hang up on you. We can tell when you show up there. We can tell when you up there understanding it's pre-recorded. We're going to hang up on you, so it's always great, you know what I'm saying, to
yes,
get that
sir.
Freestyle authentic, just like the show, man. We love
yes,
you, man.
Yes, man. Talking. I got y'all live in the streets, man, with my peeps, man. You did.
Skywalker.
That's
now.
What it is.
And let Skywalker know his bracket
Skywalker
is busted.
Now,
Kansas has lost.
That's the number one seed going down.
Bracket buster.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it went down. It was ugly. Yeah, the Michigan boys doing it again. Well, man, we appreciate you for the love, man. We cutting short on time, man. We got about 10 minutes left, man, so we got some other things to do, caller. We appreciate it. Much love to you, man, and you know it's always love coming from this side,
man,
baby.
That's always, man. Much love. Maximum respect to you guys. And the streets is talking all the way down here in the Triple D, D-Town, Dallas. And what's our new saying, Skywalker?
We do it big down here. We do it big.
Yeah, man, the streets is talking, man, real big, dig.
Much love to you, baby. We'll get at you soon.
Already, bro.
There it is. All
right, man. There it is. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to T-Money, man, and let T-Money get his... Get his fame back in. T-Money, what you do with that drink, player? What you do with that drink? Get it down that drink. Or you...
But put that beat back on that beat when I was feeling that.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I got you, baby. T-Money.
Let's go. The other one, brother.
The other one?
Yeah, the other one.
All right. The other one, no problem. Give me just a second. We can do that. We're going to pause that one. And here we go. That's what I'm talking about. They already know what they want. This is live. That's what I'm talking about. Boy, T-Money, get ready. Freestyle Friday.
That ain't no beat.
I just jumped out the whip and hit a lick. So I ain't doing it, man. The streets is talking. They definitely watching. It's something like this. I played a shortstop like Cal Ripken. Body to body, you and like my name was Scotty Pippen. I keep flipping. These girls keep dipping. At the body club, yeah, them girls keep stripping. This body's ripping. I'm calling. Aaron Rodgers, Flacco, we balling. Where you at, player? Pop your collar. I like a girl, feel like we take some dollars. She dresses Prada. She's
dressing Gucci. You know I like her. She got that new Gucci. Close to me. You feel me? You boys out here trying to kill me. What's up now?
T-Money. You there? T-Money left the building, man. They got him, man.
Yeah, something happened. I don't know what happened, but, man, he ain't there no more. But I'm pretty sure T-Money, something happened, man. I'm pretty sure he's going to call back in, man, real soon. So, you know what it is, man. It was hot for the time that he was on. Jewels, you got any shout-outs you want to spread to the world right now?
Oh, man, I just want to say big ups to the family, man, moms, pops, you know, my brothers and sisters, man, you know what I mean? Say what's up to y'all for supporting the show, supporting me, man, and, you know what I mean? We're just going to keep pushing, man, until we get us 100,000 listeners.
Man, you know what it is, man. We will be nothing without family and all the support from all the others that, you know, from around, man. So that's a big shout-out, man. I want to give a shout-out, man. It's your boy T-Row, back to the hood. Elm Thicket, you know what I'm saying? North Park, Texas, that's where I rep from. And it was good to hear all my fam and everybody out there listening to the show, man. Hope everybody else can spread the word. You know what it is, 347-855-8896, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And website, give them the website, L Boogie.
blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking.
That's what it is, man. So what we going to do, we're going to go to a quick commercial, man, real quick, L Boogie, man. And when we come back, man, we'll see what's up on Meek's mind. I'm going to take you guys back real quick. You feel me?
It's Friday, baby. Let's get it.
These damn women, I let two get in. She tried to let the rest fit in. I'm like, no, love, that's forbidden. I ain't for switching. That's a problem to the real well. Plus, I know them 20s real well. Now we coasting. Me two chicks and toasting. I turn up the volume, watch the bass get them open. Soft poking with a wild side. I love them in the ride. They love it in the ride. We was moving bodies before we hit the party. Before the DJ started cutting, I was already fucking. Cinderella, the girl from nothing to something. Hit the parking lot, hear the club system thumping. Lose the face. You two was great, but it's to the VIP. I got new moves to make.
When the last time you heard it like this? Smoke some, drink some, get ripped. And make the girls in the party just strip. Move your ass, girl.
Get down!
Only if you know you vibe. From the club to the parking lot. How many chicks can you fit in that ride? Put them up, homie.
Hey, this is the day in the life. Club night, one of the reasons I love life. Chick B in the back kissing. We get sent for free, hey, they with me. Two-stepping, you see each two weapon. Slipping on the floor, mirrors and walls are sweating. Shorty in my ear says she got a thong on. And I love how she move anytime a song on. I like that, ma, you do something to me. Come this way and prove something to me. Fast or slow, she got the right moves. And I got the right dough for any day that I choose. I'm open, but nah, I don't lose focus. If the shit jump off, you know the thing that I'm so in. But I'm only here to party, y'all. Carry every weekend like it's Mardi Gras.
Get down!
When the last time you heard it like this? Smoke some, drink some, get ripped. And make the girls in the party just strip. Move your ass, girl.
Get down!
Only if you know you lie. From the club to the parking lot. How many chicks can you fit in that ride? Put them up, homie.
Get down!
Yo! You are now listening to the sound that are vibrating your speakers. Not be alarmed. It will not hurt you at all. For it is the real. For all my real niggas and bitches.
When they say last call, it don't mean the night's over. It means it's time for her to show ya. How quick she can hop on those Gucci loafers. Send her ass to the sofa and attack the toaster. That's an M shit ass pushing the sofa. But I thought about how rich I am and said no.
Man. What a show tonight. March Madness, LeBron James, the NFL. Man, it's your boy L Boogie, man. And it's so great to be, you know, doing what we're doing in the streets and helping out the community and
and the people that we help. Once again, man, let me tell you what's on my mind. First of all, we thought that the Baltimore Ravens were not competent of, you know, doing what they're doing. Slowly but surely, Ozzy, the Wizard, Newsom is signing guys and replacing clubs until you thought they got shot. But he's got the big band-aid and he's patching up as usual. In that order. Big up to you, Ozzy, and the Baltimore Ravens. And you got 12 draft picks. Second on my mind, Chaka Smart, the loyalty. That's one guy who's not in it for the money. We need more coaches like that. We need more coaches like that. It's going to be some All-Americans that's going to start choosing schools where coaches are more loyal. Hopefully, people will understand that. And last but not least, I just want to say this about AAU basketball. Let's start teaching these kids how to play basketball, and it's not being about us worrying about if these kids get to the pros. Let's be real coaches. Understand that these are student athletes. Let's keep it real. And let's keep it in the streets with a little hip-hop twist. And keep teaching these kids how to be men and young women. As always, we love you. Big up to my team. And as usual, you is only as good as the people around you. We out. Talk to you Monday. So what you saying?
Yeah, what was that line they told you? Use your soldiers, L. Use your soldiers. You doing it.
What's up, you
have? Oh, man, I'm just saying, use your soldiers, baby. That's what you do.
Can you use your only soldiers if you ain't gonna use them?
He's good. Yeah, you gotta use them, man.
In that order. I see you on 7th Avenue in 15 minutes. Let's go, Joel, as you.
All right.
One.
Twist the lime or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?